USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In the San Francisco trial concerning the assault on Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer, David DePapp has been found guilty. Prosecutors say the Democratic congresswoman was the intended target of the attack last year, but as she was not at home, the assailant went after Paul Pelosi instead. DePapp admitted to the assault and offered an apology when testifying on Tuesday. If convicted on federal charges, DePapp could face life in prison, and he still awaits a second trial on state charges. Israeli forces have reported that a hostage abducted by Hamas, Yehudit Weiss, has been found dead in a structure near Gaza's main hospital. Weiss was taken from her home on October 7th during Hamas attack on Israel. Medical personnel identified her body, and her family was informed of her death Thursday. Additionally, Israeli forces discovered weapons and grenades in the same structure where her body was found. President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator. When questioned about whether he would continue using the term after a significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco, Biden affirmed his stance.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that's based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Earlier this year, Biden faced criticism from Beijing for referring to Xi as a dictator. A pro-Palestinian protest on San Francisco's Bay Bridge disrupted traffic for most of the morning, but some lanes are now beginning to reopen. Hundreds of protesters had chained themselves to cars, displaying signs calling for an end to military aid to Israel with message like, stop the genocide.
The officers we did have on the bridge, they got in front of them and they slowed them down, making again our job more difficult, impacting public safety and impacting people's lives. What these protesters have done again is unacceptable.
Chief Ezri Beauchamp with the California Highway Patrol says police began arresting the protesters. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Protest organizers outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters claim that 90 demonstrators sustained injuries in clashes with police. Members of the Ceasefire Now coalition accused Capitol Police of using force without warning during the Wednesday night protest, where hundreds had gathered to demand a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The largest ever grab of counterfeit goods in U.S. history took place in New York City.
Federal authorities say they found fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury items valued at more than $1 billion in a storage unit in New York City. Two men were charged with trafficking those goods between January and October of this year and could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Corey Myers.
Following the release of a damning report by the House Ethics Committee, New York Congressman George Santos has announced that he will not seek re-election. The committee, in agreement, accused the embattled congressman of significant wrongdoing and plans to introduce an expulsion resolution on Friday. The allegations include the claim that the Republican had $50,000 from campaign funds deposited into his own bank account. The relocation of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas is one step closer, with unanimous approval from Major League Baseball owners on Thursday. However, the team must still fulfill additional requirements, including securing funding for a stadium before officially becoming Las Vegas' fourth major professional sports club. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.